Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So I'm currently recording this early in the morning, which I don't typically do, but I did my morning routine. I had some breakfast, I made my iced coffee, and I have a Pilates class to go to in a bit, but I did have some time in between to kill, so I thought I'd sit down and chat with you all because I have so many insights that I want to share with you. I feel like I've been all over the place since March, really, and I don't know, I just have a lot of thoughts to share. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about the 8 signs that may suggest you are ready to expand and upgrade your life. And I'm really excited for this topic because it's something that I'm experiencing myself. And as I reflect on my own journey, I definitely have experienced several instances where my current life and my current circumstances no longer felt fulfilling for me. And with each transition, I feel like I've become better at recognizing the signs that indicate it's time for a change or it's time to level up in some way. And I'm currently going through another transition myself as we speak. And I wanted to share these signs that I have been experiencing recently. So I really think it's essential to be aware of these signs because it can help us prepare for a smoother transition. When it comes to change, what I've learned as a Taurus who does not like change but has dealt with a lot of change in my own life is that change can be uncomfortable, but it becomes more manageable when we are proactive and we recognize the signs and we embrace the change instead of resist it. With that, my intentions for this episode is to help you identify the signs when they arise in your own life so that you can move with the change and you can be proactive and anticipate what's coming and what you need to do instead of resisting it, because it's only when we resist it when things become very difficult for us. So I really hope that you enjoy today's episode. And before we get into it, I just want to thank our sponsors for today's episode. Be sure to check them out in our show notes. And if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel where you can catch up on my weekly vlogs where I share my wellness routines, my daily habits, all the things that I'm doing. It's a good time over there. The link to that will be in the show notes. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Okay, so like I said, I have been experiencing some of these signs that I'm going to be sharing with you all today. And I think because I've been through this a few times, I'm able to easily recognize when it's time for a change or when it's time to upgrade my life or move in a different direction. And I'm really thankful for that because I can recall in the beginning when I wasn't as aware to these signs, how difficult it was to navigate change. And when we aren't aware to these subtle signs, this is where we feel like life is throwing us curveballs, things are happening out of the blue, or change happens that we didn't see coming, when in actuality there were always signs trying to subtly tell us what is to come. And so my intentions with this episode are that it helps you to recognize the signs in your own life when you are in a season of change or mid-transformation, because when you are aware, you can be proactive, and it just makes life so much easier when you are going with the change instead of resisting it. So one of the first signs that you're ready to level up is when you start feeling uncomfortable or out of place in your physical environment. And I think this can manifest as a sense of unease or dissatisfaction with your physical surroundings. So recently I had an experience that made me realize that I am outgrowing my current living environment. This feeling that I'm currently feeling right now is the exact feeling that I felt right before we moved out of the city that we are living in. So although I love my apartment, I am absolutely in love with this apartment that we are in. It's probably my favorite apartment that I've ever had. The area where it's located isn't ideal for us, and my partner and I moved to Arizona without really knowing the different areas very well. But now that we are more familiar with them, we have come to the realization that the area we live in is not where we want to be. So until our lease ends, I tend to avoid going to nearby stores and restaurants. However, the other day I needed to make a quick run to Target, and I decided to visit one of the Targets closest to my apartment, and almost instantly I felt so out of place and so uncomfortable in there. And As someone who believes that every place and every environment holds energy, I did not like the energy of this particular Target store. And to make matters worse, they didn't even carry any of the things that I was looking for. So after leaving the store, I talked to my partner and I realized that we are definitely outgrowing this area that we are in, and it is going to be time for us to move on soon. And so we are aware of that. And because we are aware of that, we can be proactive with making the changes necessary and not waiting until things get really bad before we make a move. And I think recognizing when you may have outgrown your environment can be a very valuable tool for your own personal growth. Like I said, I've personally been in this situation before, but I had to learn the hard way in the past. And in the past, I had a feeling for a long time that it was time for me to move away from the city that I was previously living in. But I ignored that feeling until it was impossible to ignore any longer. And it wasn't until things got really bad that we made the decision that it was time to move on. And although that experience was really tough, it did teach me a valuable lesson, which is don't wait until things get really bad and really uncomfortable to make a change. The moment that you feel some sort of dissatisfaction or like something is off, that is your sign to start being proactive and making decisions that are going to align with your personal growth and what it is that you aspire to have or to be around. So if you are currently in an environment where you feel unhappy or dissatisfied, don't wait until things get really bad, because they will. If there's anything that I've learned, is that if you don't pay attention to the very subtle signs, things will get worse and worse and worse until you cannot ignore it any longer. And that is what we are trying to avoid. So be proactive, do what you need to do, explore your options and see what is available to you. This is definitely one of the biggest signs that I'm currently experiencing, and I'm just doing my best to appreciate these last few months that we have in this apartment, because like I said, I love this apartment. I just do not love the area. All the things that we like to do are like 20 minutes away from us, and we know what we like, we know what we don't like. And another sign that you're ready to level up is when your body begins to react differently to certain products or foods. So this can be a signal from your body that it's time to make some changes in your life. And rather than resisting or ignoring these signals, I think it's important to take them seriously and listen to what your body is telling you. As someone who believes in balance and intuitive living, I don't want to impose, you know, my opinions on what you should or should not have in your life and make it seem like one is better or worse than the other. It's all relative, you know, like you choose what you want to eat and how you want to live your life. I definitely probably consume things that other people would not consume. And so I'm not here to say like, this is right way, this is the wrong way. I'm just here to say, listen to what your body is telling you. There are certain things that I love to eat, but my body does not like. Now that I've become very aware, I cannot eat certain things anymore because my body just reacts so horribly to it, and I don't like how I feel. Sometimes it can be really difficult to let go of certain things that you once loved or enjoyed, but if it's causing you harm in the end, it is never worth it. And maybe it's completely taking it out of your diet, or maybe it's just having less of it. If your body is rejecting certain things or reacting negatively to certain foods or products, I really think that it's important for us to listen to that, because our bodies are so powerful and they do so much for us without us even having to think about it. So I really think it's important that we honor what our bodies are telling us. And another major sign that you are ready to up level in your life is when your interests and priorities start shifting. So as we evolve, I think it's really common to experience both clarity and discomfort that signal we are outgrowing our current reality. And for me, the shift was particularly intense in my early 20s when I underwent like a major change in my interest and my lifestyle. So in my early 20s, which I think, you know, most of us can relate to this, I transitioned from a very chaotic party-centric lifestyle to a more introspective and growth-focused approach to life. I went from wanting to go out all the time to craving peace, craving healing. And again, I'm not saying one lifestyle is better than the other, or, you know, you're better if you're this way than that way. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that in my early to mid-20s, my interests and my priorities started shifting, and the things that I was craving was not in alignment to the type of life that I was living. And while I didn't know exactly, you know, who I was becoming, I knew that my old way of life no longer felt authentic to me. This can be a very challenging and even disorienting process, but ultimately it can lead us to a more fulfilling and authentic life. As your interests and priorities shift, the process might not be easy. You might feel lost. You might feel like you don't know who you are anymore. You might feel lonely. You don't know who you're becoming, but I think that's part of the process, and it's better to move forward feeling confused than to stay stuck and feeling trapped. And so I remember as I was transitioning from a more, you know, party-centric lifestyle to craving, you know, working on my personal growth and healing and wanting to really just be in my own world, I remember that it was a very difficult transition, and it was a very, very dark time. And I'm not going to lie to you, but in the end, it was all worth it, and it was all necessary to kind of get where I'm at today. I don't know what the quote is exactly, but there's a quote that says, "You don't get to the light without going through the dark first." It's something along those lines, and it's absolutely true. I think, you know, in our society, we are all about instant gratification and having things like right then and there. But unfortunately, when it comes to the journey of self-growth and leveling up, things do not happen overnight or instantly. It's a journey, it's a process. And I think because of the whole instant gratification that we experience in other parts of our lives, we tend to want to kind of skip through the ugly, skip through the darkness, all of that, and just go straight to the light and the positivity and the success and the love and, you know, all the good things that are waiting on the other side. But we don't get there without going through the ugly shit first. And so that is definitely a sign that you are ready to level up in your life and you're ready for change. And another sign that I've experienced when I've wanted to like level up in my life is you begin to feel disconnected from the people around you. So as we grow and evolve, I think it's natural that our connections and our relationships with others also shift. And I know this can sometimes lead to feelings of isolation, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to cut people out of your life entirely. In the past, I've definitely made the mistake of quickly distancing myself from others because I felt like we were no longer on the same page, or I just didn't feel connected to them anymore, when in reality, all that was needed was a shift in the nature of our relationship. I didn't need to cut them off. I just needed to prioritize them in a different way in my life. And I just wanted to say that because I don't want anyone to end up alone and feeling lonely and thinking that they had to cut everyone out of their life. Unless, of course, you feel that that is necessary for your own healing and personal growth, then by all means, do what you need to do. I'm just saying that just because you start to feel a little differently or disconnected from the people in your life doesn't mean you have to just cut them off. It's important to remember that feeling lonely or disconnected is temporary, and there are people out there with whom you will be able to connect on a deeper level. And I think as we become more familiar with our evolving selves, that is when we naturally attract people who align with our new values and our interests. And I've personally discovered that I connect with like-minded individuals in environments that align with who I am becoming. So whether that's online or in person, for example, I've met like-minded people at my Pilates studios or by attending workshops on wellness and personal growth. And I've even connected with like-minded people through social media. So just because you might feel disconnected from the people around you doesn't mean you're going to feel lonely forever. So another common sign that you're ready to level up is feeling like there's more to life and that you haven't reached your full potential yet. So if you've ever felt this like unsettling sensation that you were meant to do more and experience more in life, please don't ignore it. It's there for a reason. This feeling will persist until you actually take action towards it. And even if you don't have all the answers about your journey or your purpose, you can still start by following your intuition and taking small steps forward. For instance, this podcast began with a simple desire to share my personal journey and to be a support system for others. But it didn't start as a podcast. It started with a blog and then a YouTube channel, and then eventually it led to this podcast. The key is to follow the feeling and take one step at a time rather than waiting until you have everything figured out before starting. If I would have done that, I would not have this podcast. You would not be listening to this. I can only imagine, you know, how I would be feeling had I not followed that intuitive feeling to want to share my personal growth journey and to be that person for other people that I wish I had. So don't let fear or uncertainty hold you back from reaching your fullest potential. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to know exactly what you're working towards. Just take one step at a time and you will eventually end up where you are meant to be. But I can assure you that if you don't take any action, that nagging feeling that you have, you're meant to do more, you're meant to experience more, it will never, ever, ever, ever go away until you answer that feeling. And I think another sign that you're ready to level up or make some sort of change in your life is when you feel dissatisfied or unfulfilled with your current job or career path that you are on. And I think it's natural to experience some level of, you know, job dissatisfaction from time to time. But I think if the feeling persists and it starts to impact your overall well-being and your mental health, then I think that is a sign you may want to reassess your career path or your job. And one way to start is by identifying like the specific aspects of your job that are causing you to feel dissatisfied. So is it the type of work that you're doing? Is it the people you're working with? Is it the company culture? Or is it something else entirely? And once you have a better understanding of what's not working for you, you can start to explore other options. And for some people, you know, making small changes to their current job or role can make the biggest difference. This might involve having a conversation with your boss about taking on new responsibilities or shifting your focus to projects that align more closely with your interests and your strengths. Or for others, it may be necessary to explore a completely different career options altogether. I think it's important to keep in mind that changing careers is a big decision, and it's not something that should be taken lightly. So I think it's a good idea to really take the time to reflect and see what is and isn't working for you in your current situation, and recognize if it's just a small change you need to make or if it's a huge life career change that you're needing to do. Ultimately, I think the key is to be proactive and take action towards finding a career path that aligns with your values and your interests and your strengths, and not wait until you are absolutely at your wit's end and your mental health is suffering, because that is the worst thing that we can do for ourselves. And the next sign you are ready to level up in your life is if you are experiencing a major shift in your beliefs or your values. I think it's safe to say that many of us grow up with certain beliefs and values and views that we don't even question because they are just what we were taught growing up and it's what we've always known. Taking the time to reflect on why we hold these beliefs and values is really important. I think we should be asking ourselves why we feel a certain way about something, why we believe something to be true, or why we value one thing over another. By questioning our beliefs and our values, we may discover that we are holding on to things that don't serve us or that could be harmful to ourselves or others. When we start to question our beliefs and values, we may begin to make shifts and realize that certain beliefs and values no longer align with who we are or who we want to be. And I also think life experience can also shape our beliefs and our values, causing us to question them even further. So ultimately, I think being open to questioning our beliefs and values is really important in leading to personal growth and a more fulfilling life. The values and the personal beliefs that I have now are completely different than, you know, what I had growing up or before I started my personal growth journey. And I know our life is a reflection of the things that we believe about life itself. If we believe that life is unfair and miserable and everyone is out to get us and we can never get what we want and everything is just bad and negative all the time, that is the experience that you will have. However, if you believe that life is always working out as it should and everything happens for a reason, and you know, you are strong enough to get through the tough times, but you are also worthy of the good times, then that is also the experience that you will have. And so, having been on both sides of the spectrum in terms of beliefs and values, I've experienced firsthand how our beliefs greatly impact the experiences that we have in life. And so I really think it's important to take that time to ask ourselves, why do I believe this about myself? Why do I believe this about life? Why do I believe this to be true? Why do I believe this about X, Y, and Z? Chances are the beliefs that you have, if you haven't questioned them, are not even yours to begin with. And this is where we want to really inherit beliefs that align with the life that we want to live and the people that we want to become. And the last sign that I think is a great indicator that you are ready for change or to level up in your life in some way is if you're feeling like you're constantly stuck in a rut or in a routine. You might feel like you're going through the motions day in and day out without any sense of purpose or fulfillment. And this feeling can be particularly strong if you've been doing the same thing for a long time, whether it's a job or a relationship or just a daily routine. And I do think it's important to recognize that feeling stuck or getting in a rut from time to time is a normal part of the human experience. We all go through periods where we feel unmotivated or uninspired or unsure of our direction, and I think that's completely normal. However, if you're feeling like you're in a rut for an extended period of time and it isn't changing, I think it's worth exploring why that might be the case. So, one potential reason for feeling stuck is that maybe you've outgrown your current circumstances, or perhaps you've been in the same job for years and you're no longer challenged or interested in that, in the work that you're doing, or maybe you're in a relationship that no longer brings you joy or fulfillment, but you've stuck around just because it's something that's comfortable. Or maybe you've just fallen into a routine that no longer aligns with your values or your priorities. I actually experienced this recently. I talked about it in one of my vlogs. I think it's going up today, how I slightly changed my morning routine because I was starting to feel uninspired with it and stuck in a rut with it. And I realized it's because the morning routine that I was doing wasn't giving me what I needed. I am in a process of working through a lot of limiting beliefs and, you know, working towards becoming the next version of myself. And with that comes working through a lot of internal mindset work. And I needed time in my morning routine to work through those things. But the previous morning routine that I had, I wasn't doing that. And so I made these slight changes. And since doing that, I feel so inspired to do my morning routine every single day. And I feel like I'm giving myself what I need, and it very much aligns with my goals. So it could be as simple as that, or it could be quitting your job that you've been at forever and choosing a new career path. If you're feeling stuck, I think it's important to take some time to reflect on what might be contributing to that feeling and ask yourself what you're passionate about, what your values are, and what you want to achieve in your life. And from there, you can start to make changes that will help you break out of your rut and move towards a more fulfilling life. And one thing I want to mention when it comes to making change, I know some of us can feel like, oh, it's too late for me to make a change. My time has passed. I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. And it's never too late to make a change and start living a life that truly serves you at any age, at any stage of your life. It's never too late to start over and to begin again and choose a different path. I think that is the biggest lie that we tell ourselves. And I understand, you know, where it comes from, whether it's out of fear of, you know, what people will think and judgment and feeling like whatever society tells us, but it is never too late to start over or to change your mind. And at any moment, you are allowed to change your mind if something doesn't feel right or if something doesn't truly serve you in the way that you feel it should. And so with that being said, these are my 8 signs to indicate that you are ready to upgrade your life, make a change in some way. And if you are experiencing any of these signs, no matter how subtle, I really want to encourage you to pay attention to those signs and to take initiative in figuring out what your next steps need to be. Those signs are there for a reason, and I just want to reiterate that they will not go away and things will get more and more intense until you acknowledge those signs and take action towards a new direction. And let them serve you, don't let them scare you. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. And as a final reminder, don't forget to check out our sponsors for today's episode. The links will be in the show notes. And if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. The link to that is also in the show notes. And that is all I have to say for today's episode. I hope you have a great week. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.